Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do.
So the phrase lack of planning on your part doesn't constitute an emergency on mine, right?
Yeah, it's your fault, not mine.
Yeah. John, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling in a fake bomb threat because you missed your flight, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, John's 23, Spirit Airlines. He was running late. Missed his flight.
Desperate to get on that flight, sounds like. What's on the other side of the flight?
Needed to be rebooked.
Okay, what's he trying to get to?
It was a flight from Detroit to L.A.
Okay.
And so instead of just...
Booking another flight.
Because L.A. is a pretty big city. Like, flights go there all the time.
Yeah, there's
and probably your rebooking will only be another hour away.
You're also not the first person on planet Earth to miss a flight. So they do have a procedure.
They do this, yes.
In place for doing that.
So instead of rebooking, he calls the airline and warns that someone would try to, quote, blow up that flight.
And if you could bring it back so I can get on it, that would be great.
Yeah.
Is that really what? Okay.
So the flight hadn't taken off yet.
Okay. So he just thought, oh, they'll delay it enough to look for the bomb.
And then I'll
find out there isn't one. I'll be able to get on and then we can take off and everything's going to be fine.
FBI, was that his thought process? Bomb sniffing dogs, okay. Federal air marshals.
He didn't consider that part of the plan.
All the passengers had to deplane, which, by the way, if I am not late for my flight and I got there on time, I did everything right.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'm real mad. Because then that might be, if the flight's going to take off late, that might screw up your connection if you're getting a connecting flight.
I mean, they had to search the aircraft.
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't find anything.
Yeah. So did they let everybody back on and let this guy on and so that they could all go out their merry way and it was fine?
No, John was arrested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, they're able to trace phone calls, and they figured out who it was.
Got it.
He admitted to making the call.
Oh, he's like, yeah, that was me.
When confronted with the recording of the call.
Oh, yeah, they do record those, don't they?
Yeah, so
dang it. He's just like, I was just trying to buy myself some time. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, he's just not in trouble in Detroit. That's like federal because now it's airport, airline, all that. So, yeah, again, a lack of planning on your part, meaning if you're running late, don't blame anyone else.
Sure. But also, don't
learn how to cope.
Plan.
Learn how to cope.
Right. Let's try to book another. That ship has sailed, literally, or flown.
Yeah.
It's literally.
It's time for you to move on and book another flight.
There is not going to be a way for you to buy yourself some time to get on that flight.
Yeah.
Like that. Let's let go of that idea.
Yeah. So again, that's your setting the bar story.